Gary is in Arkadelphia. What's going on, Gary?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, I brought this up Saturday night, and I want to talk recruiting. I just want to bring this up, though. You know, I brought up this Saturday night that the previous staff recruited a bunch of followers, didn't recruit a lot of leaders. And perfect example is the comments made after the ball game. You know, we got a team full of crybabies and whiners, okay? Yeah, I'm calling Cornelius a crybaby. Crybaby Cornelius, okay? This shows you the state of this program, okay? He wants to come out. We're still in the ball game, caught the second half. We're going to come out, make a comeback, and then we got booed. Oh, it hurt our feelings. Boo-hoo. Come on. Suck it up, Buttercup. For crying freaking out loud. Here's the problem, guys. Jerry Cornelius, you know who you ought to be mad at? You ought to be mad at yourself. You ought to be mad at Cole Kelly, who you're trying to defend, and all your other teammates, okay, for putting on a crap fest. What do you expect the fans? The fans to sit there. We've all sat there and watched that miserable display in the first half, okay, and then you want to get mad at the fans who stuck it out through that crap? Look, Jerry Corn, if you don't like it, you've been here for a dozen years now, seems like. You know, if you're really that unhappy, you got one option. Well, you got two options. You can suck it up, grow a pair, and man up, and take responsibility for this, and try to get it corrected amongst you and your teammates. You can turn your crap in and go to the house. Okay? Because that's about how most of us Hall of Fans feel. We're tired of seeing this crap. Okay, and then you want to come out and try to put this off on the fans. And, well, oh, our feelings got hurt. Your feelings ought to be hurt because you stunk it up. You ought to be mad at yourself because what you did. And that's the whole problem. There's no leadership on this team. Nobody holds anybody accountable. They got away with this crap for the last 2 years, and it's continued to go on now. Okay? I guarantee you, while we were expecting Saturday, nobody expected them to come out there and roll over and die like they did. After you go to Colorado State and get beat, you ought to be mad after that. And you ought to come out and want to take it out on North Texas. But no. Well, we're just, you know, you just want to roll over and die. No pride, no guts, no glory, no heart. That's the whole problem. And I told y'all Saturday night, there'd be a bunch of them up there right now. I told them last night, call your mamas and daddies and ask if they got money to pay for your school because then they ain't getting paid here no more because you don't deserve a scholarship. And I'm sorry to be that way, but that's just how a lot of us feel. How dare Cornelius come out and do that crap? Look in the mirror like the coach said. All you guys, if you look in the mirror and you sit up here and say you give it everything you've had the last 2 weeks to win a ball game, you're lying to yourself because none of you have. Because what we saw Saturday, that wasn't no Razorback. That ain't what we're used to seeing. That ain't what we want to see. So to come out here and want to blame the fans, you know, I hope you get booed every time you do anything, Cornelius. Matter of fact, best thing, fans just not show up. Fans just not show up, and we'll have to worry about getting booed, huh? So that just went all over me Saturday night because that just shows you the mentality of this team. They're a bunch of crybabies and a bunch of whiners and a bunch of quitters. That's all they are. That's all they've been for the last two, going on 3 years now. The defense, every time there's a turnover, guys, you can go ahead and put 7 points on the board for the other team. For 2 years now, starting this year, on a sudden change, might as well not even put the defense out on the field because they ain't going to stop nobody. I don't care if they turn the ball over on the Hogs 35 or the opponent's 35. The opponent's going to score. Going to score a touchdown more times than not. We can't even hold people to a freaking field goal. So I'm just tired of this loser mentality, this quitter mentality, blame everybody else mentality on this football team instead of trying to blame yourself. So that just went all over me. Tyler Wilson's bunch wouldn't have done that crap. You never heard nobody complain, make excuses with that group. Tyler Wilson, one of the toughest quarterbacks we ever had. And I've said that many a time. We ain't got nobody up there now that's tough. Got a bunch of soft buttercups. And it's ridiculous. And I told my better half Sunday, yesterday, go ahead and make plans for Saturday night, baby. Because I don't want to watch it. I'm tired of watching it. They showed me all I need to show Saturday night, but not coming out with playing any heart and any fire and any desire. Bottom line, that's all they are. I'm tired of it. But anyway, guys, y'all have a good one.